This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The federal government is giving Denver $8.6 million to help offset the cost of the city's migrant response. Since December, Denver has spent more than twice that to shelter migrants arriving from the U.S. border, many from Venezuela. The Denver mayor's office says the city continues to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a week and will need millions more to cover the full cost of Denver's migrant response. Denver police say a shooting that left 10 people injured early this morning appears to be a drug deal gone wrong. It occurred downtown as people celebrated the Denver Nuggets' first NBA championship. DPD Commander Matt Clark says evidence recovered at the scene points to a drug deal.
There's several instances of fentanyl being recovered. Specifically at the end, we described multiple baggies of bundled suspected fentanyl pills.
The injured were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two suspects have been taken into custody, but Denver police say some of the injured were also likely involved in the drug deal. In Trinidad, the city and Amtrak are asking for nearly $48 million in federal money to upgrade the Southwest Chief train line. The grant would pay for improvements on the route through Colorado and New Mexico. It's among 16 proposed projects nationwide aimed at improving service on Amtrak's network of long-distance train lines. A decision about the Trinidad project could come later this year. Trinidad has a severe thunderstorm watch until 8 o'clock tonight. Denver and Boulder have chances for more rain tonight, too. You are listening to CPR News.